Joining us now is Eric Edgen. Eric is a North House Folk School instructor, a food explorer, locavore, and more. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, thank you.
Many of your interests are centered on food in some way. How'd you describe your work?
Yeah, it's mostly centered on food as far as I'm very interested in local living. And one important thing with that is food. And you know, so we need food, clothing, shelter, water. And food is an experience that brings people together culturally, and it ties us to our environment and full sensory involvement with our environment. So it's something that I feel is a good focus.
Now, when we talk about food, we're not talking about necessarily things that are grown in a field, but gathering, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Talk about some of the things that you're that maybe we would find right now this time of year.
Well, I live in Indiana, and so one thing that I've been getting a lot of is Juneberries or service berries.
Okay.
And then it's a time of year where I also harvest a lot of seasoning herbs, such as sweet Sicily, which has an anise flavor. And so a lot of different fruits that are ready in August in Minnesota are ready in Indiana currently.
That's interesting, because we were just talking about Juneberries this morning with another local person, and the June berries are about 2 weeks off before they'll actually be berries and pickable.
Oh, that's nice.
So how did you come by this interest in food?
I've just always really loved food since I was little, and I grew up hunting and fishing, and so having some really good quality food and then some just, you know, growing up on normal American processed food, just had a deep interest in health. And so just combined, like, wanting to eat really healthy to not have health issues later. And then through that, wanted to be creative in where I was finding it to make it affordable to eat really, really well. And so in that process, I began growing a lot of my own food and wild harvesting a lot of my own food. Like, I research fermentation methods or food preservation methods or just cooking techniques from all over the world. So then you can use all these freely or cheaply available things to create things that I would never be able to afford to buy.
Now, your two-day class is called Northwoods Cuisine, a Wild Culinary and Ecological Experience. What can students expect?
So this is going to be a 12-course tasting menu. So it's going to be a lot of small dishes that each have wild foods components, anywhere from Indiana through Minnesota. And it will involve like a storyline going through each dish towards the end. And so what will be combined is that food and its ecology, where it grows, and food cooking methods that are involved in that, and food fermentation, and maybe like food science stuff that's involved with that particular dish. And a lot of the dishes will have some component of a certain ecological area and combining those things into one dish. And then the next day we will go on a plant walk to some of the areas that fit that ecology and point out those plants.
So now this the 12 courses are going to be on Friday evening, and then Saturday is actually getting out in the field and finding some of these things or giving some examples.
And so like one example of a dish is with blueberries. As long as the blueberries are ripe, then there's going to be some stems of a blueberry bush, but made out of buckwheat flour and eggs and a few other things. And that'd be sitting on some soil that smells earthy, that it's going to be made of wild rice, and that I fermented in a way that smells slightly earthy. And I'm going to smoke it slightly because blueberries follow forest fires, so trying to add all these components together. And so it'll smell of the area or at various stages in its life cycle.
So these are not just your typical wild rice hot dishes.
No, this is something that, you know, will hopefully be of is like fine dining restaurant quality and have really diverse array of things and not just, you know, boil up some wild rice and toss some fish on it. It will be like full sensory, delicious meal, hopefully very creative.
And presentation.
Yeah, and presentation is important as well, especially for in mind while in the kitchen, wanting to be able to see, you know, where these foods came from and then really drive it home the next day on the walk.
Now, you have a Sunday class as well, soba, preparing Japanese-style buckwheat noodles. Talk about that.
Yeah, so around the world, circumpolar and northern regions, buckwheat was grown everywhere because of it has only a 3-month growing cycle, and so it's really useful in cold climates. And there's a really wide variety of uses for it. And one that I find interesting is for people that can't eat gluten, you can make soba noodles, which traditionally in Japan, when they were initially made, they were 100% buckwheat. And eventually there's like 10% and then 20% wheat added. And some of the ones you'll find in the store now are up to 80% wheat, but the origin of them were in 100% buckwheat. So you also have this really delicious noodle that could be grown locally even in short growing season and have a delicious noodle.
So you'll be actually taking people from the prep, starting with the buckwheat and preparing noodles from buckwheat.
Yep, starting with the groat and grinding that into flour and then making the noodle. And then making a variety of dishes with the noodles.
We're talking with Northhouse instructor Eric Edgen. His July classes, Northwoods Cuisine, A Wild Culinary and Ecological Experience, and Soba, Preparing Japanese-Style Buckwheat Noodles, are the weekend of July 25th. Eric, is there anything else you want to add?
No, it sounds good, and just hope people could come out and experience their local food.
More information and registration is available online at northhouse.org. Eric's website is decadencebyhand.com, and it's an interesting website. Thanks for being with us, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by Wharton and Family Fund and Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.